You're listening to Willie's Tire Oil Barons Hockey on Country 93.3. And now, it's time for Better Know a Baron. Answers to questions that nobody but Taylor Pope wanted to know.
Welcome back to Oil Barons Hockey on Country 93.3. Joined now by a very special guest tonight on Better Know a Baron. Trainer, equipment manager, jack of all trades, Pete Spears. Tonight is your 500th game with the Fort McMurray Oil Barons. First off, Pete, congrats. How does it feel to be 500 games into your AJHL career?
I feel old, but it's awesome. You know, 500 is a lot to do in a year, 9 years here.
Pete, obviously, you know, you've been with the Oil Barons for 9 years, like you just mentioned there. Has it flown by? Does it feel like it's been that long?
No, it has felt like 9 years. You know what? Just all the guys you go through, of course, of 20-some guys in a year for 9 years. A lot of kids you've went through, but it hasn't felt like 9 years for me.
500 games, obviously, they've been lots of memorable ones for you, Pete. But do you remember that first game at all?
Yes, because it was against TP. Second day I got here. Nice. Flew in from Grand Prairie, the next day we were playing against them.
Was it here at the Kasman Center?
It was here at the Kasman Center.
Did you have any exciting moments in that first game at all, or was it just kind of a regular game for you?
I was more scared of Gord Thibodeau at that point, so that's all I was worried about.
Pete, you know, you've spent a good chunk of your life up here in Fort McMurray with the Oil Barons. What got you into this career choice?
You know what? My dad got me into it at a young age. He was a trainer for a junior team at Grand Prairie, bus driver, equipment guy, did everything for him, and just kind of went up beside him and then decided, hey, keep going.
You mentioned the players, and you've been with you know, a lot of them over the years. What's it like welcoming a new crop of young players in each and every year?
It's different every year with them, but you know what? By the end, they're a good bunch of kids. You know, they're young. They're young adults, but they're fun to be with. They teach you new things, and you learn from them, too.
You've worked under some outstanding coaches over your time here. Tom's obviously one of the best. Gord Thibodeau is set to break the wins record this year. What have Gord and Tom meant to your career?
You know what? Gord gave me the opportunity to come into the AJ when I was 30-some years old. And to work with him was great. Different guy to work with. And for Tom to keep me on and work with him, it's great. They're my friends, so it's kind of different atmospheres. So you enjoy working with them every day you come to work.
Obviously, any job you have over your life, Pete, it's got to be one that you love. What's the best part about coming to the rink every day?
Coming in, the players, the fans, you know what? You're around the rink, everyone knows who you are. If they need something, they can always come and ask, so that's always nice.
What does it mean to you to be a Fort McMurray Oil Baron?
You know, it's heart, passion, dedication. It's been 9 years of my life, so I don't think I wouldn't be happy anywhere else.
Fort McMurray is like a second home to you now, eh?
You got it. It's my second home. This is my family.
Pete, you made a shout-out video today. You thanked a lot of people. Who are some people that you'd like to thank that have made all of this possible over nine long years and 500 games?
I'd like to thank my billet, Tanya, for having me for 9 years. If it wasn't for billet families in the organization, players and myself wouldn't have places to stay here. So thanks out to her. Terry Connors, he's been here for 9 years with me. Tom Kekka, and especially Gord Thibodeau for giving me the opportunity to come here.
Now, Pete, you mentioned your dad was the one that kind of got you into this. What's something that keeps you going and keeps you doing this each and every day?
You know, I just knowing that he passed away and he's out there watching, so it's one of those things that you look forward to. Wish he was here, but things happen.
I know. I don't know how far in your future you look, Pete, but do you see another 500 games in you?
I hope so. I hope it's here, and I hope it's with the AJ another 500, so that'd be 1,000. It'd be a milestone, but I'm hoping so.
It'd be quite the milestone for sure, Pete. Is there maybe a game over all the years that maybe stands out as a real memorable one for you?
You know what? It was when we went to Russia. When we took a trip over to Russia to play exhibition there in the World Junior Cup. That was one of the milestones. Wish we could do it again if there was opportunity, but it was great.
What did you like so much about Russia?
Just the culture, the games that we played. We went to the Red Army rink there, played a game out of there. So it was a trip. It was fun.
It was fun, and hopefully there's lots more in that for you, Pete, and hopefully there's another 500 games in you. Congratulations on the milestone once again. Best of luck tonight, and best of luck in your future here in Fort McMurray.
Thank you.